Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we explore what's happening in innovation and pull out those key insights for you. Today, we're jumping into the really energetic world of collaborative spaces. You might know them as Fab Labs or sometimes Third Places. Think of these as amazing hubs, right? Where creativity, tech, and community all just crash together. But before we get into all that, just a quick word from our supporter, Safe Server. Safe Server handles the hosting for exactly this kind of innovative software, and they really support you in your digital transformation journey. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. They're a big part of making these deep dives happen. Okay, so picture this. A space buzzing with people. They're designing, building, learning, sharing, using everything from 3D printers to laser cutters, just humming with new ideas, different people, tons of projects. But here's the tricky part, isn't it? How do these super dynamic open places actually manage everything? You've got expensive machines, busy workshops, a growing community, the finances. It sounds like a real logistical puzzle. So today our deep dive is into Fab Manager. It's this specialized software built to, well, solve that puzzle and make daily life in these innovative spots a bit simpler.
Yeah, you've really put your finger on it there. These places are absolutely essential for innovation and community building, like real incubators. Yeah. But their very nature, being open, accessible, using lots of resources, creates some, let's say, unique admin challenges. It's not just having the cool machines, it's making sure people can actually use them smoothly, keeping the place afloat financially, and letting the community really connect without getting, you know, bogged down in paperwork.
Yeah.
That's the complex problem Fab Manager is designed to tackle.
Okay, right. Let's unpack that a bit. Maybe for folks who are already deep in the maker scene, but also for those just hearing about it. What exactly is a Fab Lab or a Third Place in this sense? And where do those unique administrative headaches start popping up?
Good question. So a Fab Lab fabrication laboratory is basically a workshop. It's filled with digital fabrication tools like the 3D printers, laser cutters, CNC machines you mentioned. And crucially, it's accessible to the public. They really push this culture of making, learning, sharing, empowering pretty much anyone to turn digital ideas into physical things. It sort of democratizes high-tech manufacturing.
Yeah, it really does. Now, Third Place is a bit broader. It's essentially any community spot that isn't your home, so the first place, or your work, the second place. It's where people connect socially, follow shared interests, or just, you know, feel like they belong. And lots of Fab Labs naturally become these really vibrant third places because they bring people together around that shared excitement for making in tech.
And what's really fascinating, kind of the root of the management challenge, is this mix. You've got expensive physical stuff, machines, rooms, you've got people, members, trainers, staff, and you've even got, like, intellectual property being created through projects.
Right.
The paradox is that the very openness and collaborative vibe creates these admin knots that, well, standard software just isn't built for.
Right.
You're trying to balance open access with booking gear, handling memberships, coordinating workshops, often with a community-first mindset, maybe even nonprofit. It's a tricky tightrope to walk.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. You can't just take, say, a gym membership system and expect it to work for a place with a laser cutter, coding classes, and a project gallery.
Exactly. It just doesn't fit.
So if the usual systems don't cut it, how does Fab Manager step up? What's at the core of its design?
Precisely. Fab Manager is this comprehensive tool. It's web-based, it's open source, and it was specifically created to streamline those admin tasks and really support the makers' projects in these places. Its main job is to simplify the complex day-to-day stuff we talked about. So staff and members can focus on being creative, not stuck in logistics. It really came out of the need itself.
Okay.
And this brings up something important. Why does open source matter so much here?
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Well, being open source means the code is out there for anyone to see, use, modify, share. It's actively developed by a whole community, led by Sleed and other contributors, under a solid license. This gives it incredible flexibility. It means the software can genuinely grow with what Fab Labs actually need instead of being dictated by, you know, one company's agenda.
Ah, I see.
It's not just software. It's like a shared resource.
Yeah.
Built with the same collaborative spirit it's trying to support. So that's why it's truly designed by and for Fab Labs.
That's a really powerful idea, actually. A tool shaped by the community it serves. Speaks volumes. Okay, let's get practical. How does Fab Manager actually turn that potential daily chaos of a Fab Lab into something smoother, more creative for everyone involved, the managers and the members?
It works through this integrated set of modules. Each one tackles a specific part of Fab Lab life. Maybe we can start with what really drives the community and engagement tools.
That's good.
Okay, first up, the calendar module. Picture the classic Fab Lab problem. three people need the same laser cutter right now.
Mm-hmm. Always happens.
Right. This module sorts that out. It centralizes all the resource bookings, machines, workshops, training sessions, even internships, all in one easy-to-use interface. It's not just booking. It fundamentally shifts the energy away from admin friction towards creative flow. It unlocks so much time previously wasted on just coordinating things.
That alone sounds huge.
It really is. Then you have the member area. This gives each member their own personalized digital space. They can see their bookings, track their projects, update their details, check their usage. It's more than just a profile. It empowers members, gives them autonomy, makes them active participants, not just passive users. It really enhances their whole experience.
Okay.
And absolutely crucial for any creative community.
Yeah.
The Project Gallery. This lets members document, publish, share what they're making. It pushes collaboration and makes innovations visible, not just locally, but maybe even across a wider Open Labs network. Mm-hmm. It's more than a showcase. It turns individual efforts into a kind of collective brain, speeding up learning, stopping people from constantly reinventing the wheel. It's a real knowledge-sharing engine, fosters innovation.
Right. You can see how that builds on itself. Those features definitely sound like they'd boost the collaborative side and just make things run better. But what about the maybe less glamorous but essential stuff, like keeping the lights on, the operational side, the money?
Good point. That takes us to the operational and revenue management features. Many Fab Labs wear multiple hats, right? So the room reservation module lets them rent out things like co-working desks or meeting rooms.
Ah, okay. Another income stream.
Exactly. Provides extra revenue beyond just machine time. Helps financial sustainability, make sure the space is used efficiently, but without getting in the way of the main maker activities.
Smart.
Then there's offers management. This makes it easy to handle different kinds of offers, rates, subscriptions. Maybe a Fab Lab has gold, silver, bronze memberships or day passes or specific workshop bundles. This module handles all that complexity. It allows for flexible pricing, makes signing up members smoother, and lets the Fab Lab adapt its services easily. Keeps things agile.
Very useful.
And finally, we get into the financial and compliance side. This can often feel like the most daunting bit for any small organization. The account management module deals with invoices, tracks assets, and importantly, lets you export accounting data to standard ERP systems, enterprise resource planning.
So it talks to other accounting software.
Precisely. It streamlines tracking, cuts down manual errors dramatically, and gives managers that, you know, peace of mind that the finances are organized and integrated.
That's crucial.
And maybe most critical of all is the payment module. This guarantees secure online payments. All the data is unaltered, secured, stored, archived. This is huge for trust and, importantly, for legal compliance. Fab Manager is actually 100% compliant with the specific French anti-fraud law from 2018 regarding VAT.
Wow. Okay. That's specific.
Yes. And for those using the cloud version, they even get an individual conformity certificate. It's all about making the money side so reliable, so compliant, that managers can basically forget about it and focus on what really matters.
Great.
The making, the learning, the community.
That is incredibly thorough. It really seems to cover everything from sparking creativity right through to ticking the legal boxes. So with all this power packed in, what are the choices for a Fab Lab or a third place that thinks, yes, we need this? How do they actually get started with Fab Manager?
Right. There are basically two main paths, depending on their technical comfort level and resources. First, for those who have more tech know-how in-house, there's Fab Manager V5. This is the version you download and run yourself. You configure it, run it on your own servers or infrastructure, gives you maximum control. And if they need a hand getting started, there's optional support for installation and maintenance available too. This suits places with maybe a dedicated IT person or a strong volunteer tech team.
Okay, the self-hosted route.
Exactly. But then for places that want something simpler, more plug and play, there's the cloud version. It's called Foundry Cloud. This is a fully hosted solution. It starts at around 45 euros per month before tax with monthly or annual options. And this cloud option really lowers the barrier to entry. You don't need server expertise or worry about installations.
Making it much more accessible.
Totally. The benefits are pretty big too. It comes with premium support. The Fab Manager team handles all the configuration, the updates, the maintenance. You also get automated hourly backups, super important for data safety, plus 24/7 security monitoring.
Peace of mind again.
Definitely. It saves a massive amount of time and likely money for most Fab Labs, letting them just focus on their mission.
And is it catching on? Are people using it?
Oh, yeah. The impact is pretty clear. More than 100 Fab Labs have already adopted it. So it's not just a nice idea. It's proven in the real world. People like it. The community accepts it. And it's not static either. It's actively developed. If you look at its GitHub page, you see tons of activity stars, forks, contributors, frequent releases.
So it's alive and growing.
Absolutely. It shows it's a vibrant project, constantly improving, built with modern web tech, robust and adaptable.
So wrapping this up then, what's the big takeaway here? It feels like Fab Manager is more than just code. It's like foundational scaffolding for these creative spaces. It helps them grow, keeps them sustainable by taking away that admin headache, letting the innovation actually happen. It really seems to capture that open source spirit too.
I think that's exactly right. By making those complex, often tedious admin tasks much smoother, Fab Manager lets these amazing environments concentrate on why they exist in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fostering creativity, collaboration, learning for everyone who walks through the door. It ensures the magic isn't lost in paperwork, but actually amplified by smart management.
Which leads to a final thought for you, our listeners. In a world that seems to value shared resources and community more and more, how could specialized open source platforms like Fab Manager maybe spark similar solutions for other niche industries, other types of collaborative ventures? Something to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. And one last thank you to our supporter, SafeServer. For more on how they can help your digital transformation, visit www.safeserver.de. Until next time, keep exploring.